Luke 16:19-31. Peace to all my brothers and sisters listening in today. Rich man, poor man, waste, invisible. 1. Rich man, poor man. Like last week's parable, this one focuses on wealth and discipleship and gives us all a powerful lesson on how we are to put our goods, our riches, and all our resources at the service of the kingdom of God. Although the rich man and Lazarus live close to one another, they could not be further away. The rich man leads an extravagant lifestyle, as the detail of him wearing purple shows. Purple was the most expensive dye in the ancient world and connotes royalty. The fact that he feasts sumptuously, a word in Greek which means magnificently, also speaks of his lavish lifestyle. Lazarus, on the other hand, lies hungry with the dogs outside of his house and is covered not with fine linens, but instead with sores. Do we identify more with the rich man or with the poor man? We could even go further and ask, did the rich man really deserve what he got in being sent to Hades? After all, we might conclude the rich man doesn't seem like such a bad guy. After all, being rich isn't a sin, and after being condemned to Hades, he does not even ask to be set free or to go to heaven or even to be given another chance, but rather only a little relief, a little water for his tongue. After being denied this, he unselfishly thinks only of his brothers, and he tries to spare them punishment in requesting that someone be sent back from the dead in order to warn them. What then is the sin of the rich man? What did he do to deserve eternal damnation? Be careful how you answer it, because we might be condemning ourselves. 2. Waste. He is much like the steward from last week who wastes his goods and spends them carelessly. Unlike the shrewd steward, however, who uses them to make friends and ensure his future, the rich man learns too late the consequences of his actions, or, more to the point, his lack of action. His sin is not what he did with his riches, but rather what he didn't do. His sin is not buying the best of the best, but rather in not sharing with others, and so ignoring the poor. In his blindness, he did not even see Lazarus right at his doorstep. He was decidedly indifferent to the plight of those outside of his circle. 3. Invisible. Could it be that the rich man goes unnamed in this parable because we are the rich man who have been given so much and are not using it wisely? Many of us are rich in blessings and have an abundance of talent, ability, and excess of the goods of the world, and yet we can neglect to share them. This is the sin of omission. It's the sin of not bothering to love and really being blind and deaf to those in need. While we hear a lot from the rich man, we don't even hear one word from the poor man, Lazarus. Could this represent how the poor often do not have a voice and are even invisible to us? Today, let us open our eyes and our ears to the poor, and most of all, our hearts, and share what we have been given to spread our love to those most in need that are right at our doorsteps. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Always remember, heaven is our goal.